A marriage between two women is hardly news in Massachusetts these days, the first state in the country to legalize same-sex marriage. But it's a different story when those two women are high-ranking priests in the state's Episcopal diocese.
I think in Massachusetts, it doesn't feel so groundbreaking. But I think nationwide and Episcopal churchwide, it is.
That is the Reverend Mally Lloyd, a former pastor at Christ Church in Plymouth, who's now an official in the Episcopal Diocese of Massachusetts. She recently married the Reverend Catherine Ragsdale, dean and president of the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge. Their marriage comes as the Episcopal Church has been rocked in recent years by the issue of gay marriage. In 2003, a conservative faction within the church, including several small congregations in Massachusetts, broke away after the New Hampshire diocese elected Gene Robinson as the church's first openly gay bishop. The Reverend Lloyd joined us recently here in the studio and said that she and her wife have received a great deal of encouragement and support from within their own diocese.
If you read the blogosphere, not so much. There's also a lot of support, but there's also a lot of question and vitriol, I guess you would say.
And how do you view that, and how do you handle that?
Well, universally, I think we're really in a time of polarity, and that polarities make news, so that if people can be extremely anti almost anything, they get a hearing. I think personally, it's hard to completely disassociate myself from it and think of it as an issue rather than a personal thing. We got married because we love each other and because we want to commit to each other. We think it was a sacramental act. And so for people to have an opinion that can be so negative, it hurts your feelings. It hurts my feelings sometimes.
You know, you're both fairly high-profile people, mm-hmm. so to speak, within the church. Given the prominence, didn't you expect some controversy?
I think we did. Yeah, so it's not necessarily a surprise. It doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt any more or less whether you expect it or not. We didn't go looking for controversy. I mean, really, getting married is hard enough in and of itself. You know, marriage is tough. So.
After 30 years, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. Good for you.
Thanks. Your ceremony was performed by the highest-ranking Episcopal priest in Eastern Mass, Bishop Thomas Shaw. When you asked him to officiate, did he hesitate at all?
He did not hesitate in this instance. He has been very circumspect in his own actions around gay and lesbian marriages. He has participated by preaching or celebrating, but he himself has not solemnized a marriage of gay and lesbian people until our wedding. He was waiting for the church to kind of catch up to where civil marriage had come in Massachusetts.
So, in a way, do you feel honored?
Honored. I've worked really closely with him for 2 years now, and he was the bishop who ordained me, and I was really pleased that he was ready to perform the marriage for Catherine and for me.
Do you think you've opened a door? Do you think it makes it easier for other couples now in the church?
I think it does. I think it makes it easier for other couples, and it makes it easier for other bishops in states where marriage is legal to perform those ceremonies themselves.
Is Episcopal Church theology on same-sex marriage still evolving? And if so, how so?
I think the theology of marriage itself is evolving. Same-sex marriage has provided an opportunity to really think about what marriage is and what it provides to society, to couples, and to the church as a whole. So I think they have been forced to think about what is the true meaning of that sacramental act of taking two people and creating a third entity, which is the marriage. And the marriage itself has a calling from God and a focus and a mission. Whether that's straight people or gay people, it's one and the same.
And in the congregations among the lay people, how do you hope your marriage is seen?
I hope it's seen as just another marriage. I mean, some of the headlines, you know, lesbian priests wed, etc., take out the lesbian word. And it becomes just a normal marriage, just two folks who love each other. And I hope in the congregations with the young people that this can just normalize what it means to be a woman who loves a woman or a man who loves a man. And I hope that that in the congregations creates a broader sense of inclusivity of the folks who are in our pews and looking for a pew to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
You were heterosexually married for 24 years, mm-hmm. right? And
yes.
You have three adult children?
I do.
And how are the kids viewing this? Although they're not kids anymore.
They're not kids anymore. Joe, my youngest, was about 16, I think, when I first fell in love with a woman and tried to explain to all of them what was going on. And he put his arm around me and said, "Mom, don't worry. When my generation takes over, this will be okay." So I think for them, it's a generational thing, and it's also a personal thing. You know, my mom is dating someone is weird. My mom is marrying somebody is weird. But the gender of that person, not so much.
Reverend Mally Lloyd, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
And good luck in the years ahead.
Thanks.
Mally Lloyd is a former pastor and now an official with the Episcopal Diocese of Massachusetts. She recently married Catherine Ragsdale, dean and president of the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge.